roll call. Arlo, or
Arlo Ferdy.
Wayne Barth.
Russ Smith.
Douglas Ward.
Jim Fleming.
Linda Johnston. And Doug, could you lead us in the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes? Any changes?
No changes or corrections as far as I'm concerned.
I have moved we accept them as sent.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Tour the sidewalk project.
Let Corey introduce himself, tell you what he's doing here, or what he's doing, where he came from, probably. Corey will be here for 10 weeks or so.
Good.
Maybe 9, could be 2. But,
we're trying not to scare him off.
Portland State University, Hatfield School, had contacted some cities and said that they had some folks that to send out if we were willing to hire them. So they get training, and then also come up with projects for them to do. And it's something that the city had thought about before, just had ever done. And so they sent me 2 or 3 resumes, and he was one of them. And so he arrived today, and he will be here through in the middle August or something. And he'll be here, 40 hours a week.
Cool.
So we'll have some fun and see what happens. I think we'll get good information out of it, so I'll let Corey explain. Tell him about you.
Yeah. So my name's Corey Misley, and I was born and raised in Oregon City. And then I went to Portland State and studied political science. I worked in local schools, was a track and field coach in the high school I went to. And then did an AmeriCorps project in Vancouver, working with another nonprofit around education. Just spent the last year in Pittsburgh working towards a master's degree in public policy. So trying to learn this type of stuff. And I'm very glad to be back in Oregon and working here in the city of Lapine on mainly 2 projects. One having to do with the new business license and building a database, a good foundation of information of where the city is and where it wants to go. And then also around properties and their statuses and having all the information we need to know about those. Add anything to that, Rick? What do you think?
Basically, we're going to try to build a couple databases on, the city took on codes and, rules and things. Well, it's one thing to just to say, oh, we got it, but then it takes time to inventory, know what you have. And you take the sign ordinance. Tim and I were looking out the window. I mean, Shop Smart, that, take an example, that sign meets our codes and was probably permitted. You go to the next business and it doesn't meet it, and you'll probably find it wasn't never permitted. They didn't even get a county permit. The next one maybe doesn't meet our code, but it did meet the county code, so they were legal. And so we're going to build a database that will tell us this one is good at the county, good at the city. This one was good at the county, but doesn't meet city. And under our ordinance, I think they get 10 years to become compliant. So, because signs are expensive, so you don't want, if they got a permit and it was legal, you give them a lot of years. Because nothing worse than saying, I went and got a permit and spent 50 grand on a sign. And then you give me 12 months to change it out. Can't do that. But then you have a bunch that never got a county permit, and they didn't meet county rules if they had. Well, of course, they don't meet city rules. Well, they don't get 10 years because they're illegal from the beginning. But it's that type of thing. He's going to help build this database with access to where we can search and find, and we'll attach property ownerships from the county. We'll know who's in these buildings, who owns them, and we'll do that with things like camp trailers and other stuff. So we'll learn as we go. But then he'll be following us around and making sure Ashley's doing, he's going to learn what Ashley does, and she's going to teach him everything. And So today, first day.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
You pick the best place, especially in the summertime, to be here.
It's beautiful. Can't wait. Mm-hmm.
That was a great intro, too, by the way.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Look forward to meeting all of you.
Before we get settled in, let's just go out and stand and look at that, since that's your first big project. Actually, it's kind of going, give us an idea. So, you care, Brad, if we go outside for a couple minutes?
No, I'm
you
not here. Sure.
You can go out and tell us all those things that don't look right.
Oh,
oh yes. In back in the coffee machine room.
Okay.
They have a physical closet.
Need a wheelchair, old man?
How about you?
I'm good.
All right.
You want to scoot me along the back there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the city engineer of my sisters. So
okay.
Just wanted to come to the
house. Well, good. Wayne, how are you this morning?
Okay, yeah, great.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good.
Yourself?
Doing okay. Thank you.
Yeah.